How would you assess your season overall?
It was good. Obviously, made strides. The whole idea was to see if I could develop more than going for another year of college and for another couple years of college. And, you know, I think that we succeeded in that. And, you know, being able to do that in first year pro was really nice.
Can you say about your one game in your hometown, your one NHL game?
Yeah, I mean, that was just more of a reward for the season that I had this year. And, you know, it was obviously fun to be home in front of everybody and play your first NHL game there.
Was it shocking to have that many fans? Like, I saw the Columbus Dispatch posted a video, and I think you were hugging people for about 20 minutes after the game. So
yeah.
What was it like having that many friends and family in the building for you?
Yeah, it was really fun, obviously. Anytime you get to play in front of your family is really really special. And to be right in there in the hometown, you know, I think that it was probably that 20 minutes of hugging people, but probably could have went around to a lot of people more in the rink who didn't come down after and see me. So just being able to kind of put on almost that experience that some people got to have right in Columbus. No travel, no nothing, was really special.
You mentioned the development. Where did you find you grew the most this year?
Just D-zone. I mean, just working on defensive game, patience, really just kind of honing some skills and, you know, kind of working on fast assets too, so.
Was there a learning curve from college to the pro league being a centerman?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, I'd say the biggest thing is face-offs. Bigger, you know, this regular cliche, bigger, stronger, faster. Face-offs was one of the biggest things that I had to learn for sure this year. And being a center, obviously, you kind of play both positions, forward and D there. So, you know, just learning all every inch of the ice was a struggle for sure. But, you know, I think we got through.
What about playing much longer schedule than you were used to in college, physically, mentally, the travel, that sort of thing? Was it what you expected? Was it more difficult than you expected?
Yeah, well, I'm sure, you know, also having I didn't have a summer, a Christmas break, and obviously I went to the All-Star game too, so not only was it a really long season, but I had absolutely no breaks, and, you know, I think it was good for me to learn that. Really kind of showed me the light that it's a grind of a season, and, you know, it takes a toll on your body, and that's just what you have to do better off the ice. And if you do better off the ice, then, you know, you can kind of prevent things like that.
When you reviewed the season with the coaching staff, were they pretty clear on what aspects of your game need to improve to make it to the next level?
Yeah, for sure. You know, they talk about what they think that you can do better, and, you know, we kind of talk about that, and that's it. Some of the things were just, you know, the patience and the D-zone, stopping and starting, kind of taking all the childish things out of a game that you could do.